First time I saw Dante Hightower play football was, that I recall, was during his 2 years that he played at our middle school, at Lewisburg Middle School. It was apparent that Dante had a big future ahead of him. Now, when I say big future, at that time, you're thinking, okay, Dante's going to be a good high school football player. He played in our class tournaments here at Marshall County High School for basketball, and he had several dunks in the game. Now, we're talking about a guy at the time that was 6'3", 6'4", maybe, 245, 250 pounds, dunking a basketball. Of course, the students loved it. And I remember one of the coaches turning to me and saying, that's what a SEC linebacker looks like.
Going to be hit and sacked.
He is swallowed up by a swarming Patriots defense.
Being chased, being hit, being brought down.
Dante Hightower.
I won't ever forget the day that Coach Saban came to see Dante, and we were working on an inside drill, we called it, and it didn't take 10, 15 minutes tops to see Dante move, to see Dante react, to see Dante understand the concepts of playing the position that he played. Like I said, within 15 minutes, I think Coach Saban was sold on the fact that he wanted to offer a scholarship to Dante, and obviously he did that, and we were proud of him.
Getting across the line of scrimmage beautifully, Dante Hightower. Pounding into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown by Dante Hightower.
I would like to think that any influence I had on Dante was to try to keep him grounded. When I say grounded, you want a guy to be as good as he can be. And you want him to fly, so to speak, in terms of being able to go out there and be all that he can be as a player. You don't want to hold a guy back like that. In order for you to go further with this, you've got to be the leader on the field, be the leader in the weight room, and be the leader in the locker room. He bought into it and I think became all that he could be.
That was Dante Hightower's path to the NFL.